From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Russia and Turkey say they will guarantee the truce. If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. Hilal Kashan, a political science professor at the American University in Beirut, says the outcome is likely to include President Bashar al-Assad staying in power.
Transition in the sense that Assad will exit the scene is out of the question. Neither the Russians nor the Iranians would allow it to happen. However, the opposition will be represented in a transition stage in which President Bashar al-Assad will remain in place, at least in as a figurehead. But he will maintain his position.
Hilal Kashan. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential campaign and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. Sanctions will be levied against 9 entities, including 4 individuals and 3 companies. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed in a coalition airstrike this week. This is VOA News.